Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Catch and shoot three on the way. Yes, sir! Welcome to the NBA, Brandon Miller.
Cross into the area, headed onward, save Kalina!
Hello ball, pick and roll with Mark Williams, goes up with the right hand, bank shot, good,
got it, and a foul. It's Frankie Louvu, the leading tackler and a fan favorite here in Charlotte, who made the play. Young throws for the end zone, touchdown!
This is Charlotte Sports Today with your host, Jeff Ritter.
For the rest of the week. This is the rest of the week. Grace, you've made it. All 3 days, no problems getting up. Now you're already on my clock again. You got to go back to work and work late tonight. How are things going for you?
Yeah, I was just telling Anthony here, it's been nice being up, but this, I think today will be the real test to see, because I've been up early, and Wednesday, Thursday, I didn't have to do my show, so we'll see if I make it to my show tonight.
Well, we appreciate you, and a little bit later on, we'll check in on Mac, who's been basically just drinking his way through his family and his vacation and sharing it on social media, which is always fun. We got a lot to talk about. And we'll talk about the Hornets, who just can't win a game or keep people healthy to save their lives. And we can talk about a nice back-to-back win for the Hurricanes. Every time I turn around, Sebastian Aho is doing something special, and that was the case again last night. We can talk about getting ready for the Jacksonville football game. We'll do that over the next couple of hours, but I've got to say something that I wanted to say yesterday, but we kind of got sidetracked. Like, why is anybody mad at a bowl game if it involves two teams that maybe aren't dominant and maybe they're hanging around the bottom of the top 25 and it's a football game on a Thursday night that we otherwise might not have? Why is anybody mad about it? I understand if you don't want to watch it and it's not your thing. That's great. But why are so many people mad about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of touched on it a little bit yesterday, where I think it's the bowl games that have a random sponsor. It's a random name. It's like the old Oprah Winfrey meme of, you get a bowl game, you get a bowl game. Like, when the standard is lowered, when it's not even like a six-win football team anymore, I think that's what drives people away, because then it's like, well, what is the standard? But yeah, when it's a good matchup, yeah, I get it. But for non-sports people, I can see their side of it.
Well, then don't watch. But I don't understand why people have to, like, I've seen people, like, just mad about it on social media. And I'm like, okay, it's a lot of negative energy to spend
on
something you don't really care about.
What a privilege that we are in a time where we can be mad about a football game.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, we have 12 to 14 weeks of college football every year out of 52 weeks. So what if there's a few bowl games along the way that aren't the top-ranked teams that are both undefeated or whatever? I enjoyed I'm not going to lie. Not only did I enjoy watching the Pop-Tarts game last night in the second half when North Carolina State at least made it competitive, but that was a brilliant marketing scheme. Like,
Pop-Tart,
I'm all in on the Pop-Tart Bowl, man. And the little Pop-Tart mascot going down into the toaster, and then on the other end, a real big, huge Pop-Tart coming out. That's marketing genius right there.
100%. And honestly, I mean, we followed it just because NC State was playing in it, but like, none of us care about Kansas State, I would say, but the whole storyline of this bowl game was about the Pop-Tarts. Like, you didn't hear anything about the two teams really going into this game. It was just, oh, there's a live mascot. How's that going to work? Oh, and then it was, well, what flavor is the Pop-Tart? As if anybody cared about that. Oh, it's not being revealed until after the game and the teams devour it. It was just, it's stupid, but it's genius.
And Duke's mayo, I'm not a big mayo guy. I'll put a little, you and I talked about this yesterday. I'll put a little bit on my sandwich, whatever. That's fine. I'm not anti-mayo, but it's not my thing. But talk about another brilliant marketing thing. I mean, that entire game was a three-hour commercial for Duke's mayo. The things that they had the announcers doing, the things that they'd cut away to. I mean, those are two products that I think got their money's worth out of what they were trying to do.
Yeah, and I think it also is one of the, you hear marketing people all the time talk about how do we, especially with football, how do we make the game more appealing or more interesting to the non-traditional fan base? Like, not everybody can have Taylor Swift showing up to their games. So this is the college football version of doing that. And it's great for these companies. Like, whoever is the head of marketing for Pop-Tarts, job well done.
Yeah. Speaking of job well done, I got to give a little bit of a shout out. Mac and Bone for the fourth quarter in Charlotte, the number one ranked men's show in all of Charlotte. How about that?
Congratulations, guys. That's awesome.
They did it last year at this time. They've repeated it. They've had several months along the way with their number one, but for the entire fourth quarter, they're the number one radio show for men in the city of Charlotte. So that's good stuff. And as a station, we were number two.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Which is pretty good.
I think Kyle Bailey too. I think he posted something last night that his show was top drive home or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's doing well. Kyle's done well. I was going to talk about that with Kyle a little bit later on, but yeah.
Shoot, and we ruined it having me on in the morning.
No,
not Grace. Well, you know what? Grace is on the news. She likes to break some news. So there you go. Good job, Grace. There you go.
So that's what's going on. But I thought I'd do that. And like I said, we'll check in on Mac and how he's been spending his little Christmas break, his holiday break. Basically, getting sauced with his mom is what it looks like. Anthony, is that kind of what's going on?
Yeah. This was the plan all along. So he had said that he wanted to try Hennessy on the air. A listener sent him a bottle of Hennessy, and him and his mother tried it the other day. Now, the problem is that the Hennessy video, the quality, apparently this was taken on a phone back in, I think it may have been taken on one of the backpack cell phones that you used to have back in the 90s. Now, the one that he had last night where they drank the Sycamore IPA, much better video quality from Mac. Mama Mac, apparently she is excited about trying certain types of liquor. So okay. This was pretty cool.
All right.
I'm just looking. I'm on his Twitter now watching this video. Oh, my God. And he's got the Penn State shirt on.
We'll get the audio from it in a little while. But, I mean, basically this show, which is the last one before the New Year's, it might be about just Pop-Tarts, Hennessy, and IP. That might be it.
Are you a Hennessy guy?
I don't drink.
Oh, never mind.
Are you a Hennessy girl?
Apparently. Did you hear the little hope?
Possibly.
She was kind of hopeful that I would say yes there. Did you notice that, Anthony?
I feel like Jeff.
So I just feel alone? Like we don't need to go down that path on Morning Sports Talk Radio.
Jeff has got to be, I'm trying to think what type of liquor Jeff would drink. Jeff's definitely a wine guy, right?
I like having some really nice red occasionally with dinner, maybe once or twice a month. I will have an IP every once in a while. I don't mind beer every once in a while.
Okay. I'm not a beer drinker. Like it's funny. I will crave one, like first baseball game of the season, I walk in there and I want a hot dog and I want a beer. It's the weirdest thing ever because I will never want either of those two things outside of a ballpark.
Outside of a ballpark.
Yeah, I just won't, like, I'm not a big hot dog person or beer, but it's just the smell of the ballpark and it's like,
were you a bit of a partier in college?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I mean, I was social, but it just wasn't. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you red cupped it every once in a while, though, right?
Okay. I don't know if this is going to be an embarrassing story on the air, but, and it's going to make me sound so prissy, and I swear I'm not, but I did not know. If you were listening yesterday, you heard that I grew up in Europe. So there's a different culture over there with.
They just start drinking at like 12 over there.
Yeah, and it's legal, especially in Ireland. But I did not know until college that wine came in a bag.
Okay.
And there was a game that they were playing in college. It was like the bag or something like that. And I was just like,
it's usually not very good wine, I'll tell you.
No, it was horrible. Like, I had been introduced to the good stuff early, which I came home to my mom. I was like, you guys ruined me because now I'm the weirdo in college. I was just like, this is just so not how we do things. It wasn't my culture.
There was a horrific alcohol when I was in college called Mad Dog 2020. It was just disgusting.
I do enjoy.
I
enjoy a glass of wine because I like to cook, and with dinner, I've always, even growing up, we just always had wine with dinner.
Yeah.
And then I do enjoy a cocktail.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah,
we're just getting to know Grace a little bit. That's all.
I'm a
See,
big.
Things that you can't really talk about on TV because it's, this. You know, you and I have talked about this. I did TV for a long time, and it drove me crazy because it's all so scripted and all to the second and everything else, and there's very little room. That's why it's so much fun, I think, to watch, like, the guys on TNT do the NBA because they're just allowed to be themselves and have a little personality, and that's been embraced on that show, and I think you guys have a little bit of personality. You're allowed to play outside the lines a little bit, but... Especially when
it's
I was
tough.
Doing TV, you got like, I was doing the 5 and 10. You got like 3.5 minutes and you boom, 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 boom. And everything has got to be at exactly the right time because everybody has to know what's coming next so they can put up the right graphics and the right video and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. And you have everybody in your ear constantly. It's a mess.
Yeah. And what is it about? And you probably have great ones. Like, I've worked with a lot of really cool guys that were producers, but when they're working as a producer or a director behind the glass, like something happens to their personalities. They become, I don't know what it is. They yell, they scream, they throw things. Have you had that experience?
Thankfully not so much, but I will say it is so crucial to have a good person in your ear, especially, and sometimes it's as simple as the tone in which they talk to you, because if you have somebody yelling in your ear, sometimes they talk to me when I'm in mid-sentence, and I've had some producers where I'm in mid-thought and they're like yelling in my ear about move to this or look here.
And I'm
like,
yo, yeah, that's
time in place, time in place.
That's what I'm talking
about. Let's be subtle with this.
But it's all good. So anyway, now we know a little bit more about Grace, and I think that's a good thing. That's what we do in radio. You get to know us a little bit. All of our imperfections and everything else, that's what makes radio great. We embrace that here. We embrace that here. And as near as I can tell, Anthony and I can't really find any Grace Grill imperfections, can we, Anthony?
No, we've been trying to search it out all week.
Keep searching. They're there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, because... You know, when we do find it, we'll drill down, just so you know. That's how it works here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just take Willie P, for example. Like, just don't give us any sort of in, because if we find it, it's going to get rough.
Well, that usually means, if you're searching, that usually means somebody is pretty high up on the perfection tier, right? Because you have to search.
But it's also one of those things that if nobody ever busts on you, they've given up on you. They don't care about you.
That's right. If the coach stops yelling at you, that's when you have to worry.
It's over with. Nobody wants to address you or make you a part of what they're doing. The thing about Willie that I always remind him is that the guys in the morning are talking about you because they like you and they want you to be involved in the show. Is that fair, Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Word. Yeah. No, that's true.
We gotta give a wardrobe update since we've done that pretty much every
day. Oh, what is going on?
UNC sweatshirt with the Mets hat, and I'm a Yankees fan, so I don't really care for that hat.
Wait till you see Fitty has a, and I don't know if Anthony has one either, but Josh has a pretty cool, but a Mets backpack that's probably more appropriate for a 17-year-old, but it looks good on him.
Oh, my God.
What about you, Anthony? You got one?
I do not, and again, I hate to be the guy that's trying to deflow. First of all, I do have one now that's very similar to his. That's a Tar Heel one. But the ones that you are referring to that both me and him have, I have a New York Rangers one that's a little bit bigger. Those were actually purchased for us by Bernie Bowles, the WBT producer. So we didn't look. I'm not going to say any, because first of all, I like my backpack and I love Bernie. Bernie's one of the coolest dudes out there, one of the nicest dudes. So if you want to keep throwing shots, Jeff, you keep doing that. You keep doing that.
I didn't think I'd throw a big shot, did I?
Mm.
What makes a backpack fit for a 17-year-old? Like, what? I feel like a backpack is, especially with us in sports media, I feel like we always are
I guess it's kind of small. Is that what you're saying, Jeff? Okay.
No, I don't know. It's a fine backpack. Don't get me wrong.
Hater. That's what I'm hearing.
I don't know.
I can't remember the last time I bought a backpack. We were a big L.L. Bean household, so yeah. all but, my backpacks are...
But here's the thing. This is the case that I will make for that. You guys, women... typically carry purses or some sort of like shoulder bag. So like,
that's true
for men, I guess, because we have to put like our headphones and stuff like that in that backpack, our laptop stuff.
Oh, you're not gonna have like a man bag? You're not about
that? I was gonna say, would Anthony go for a man bag?
If it looks good enough. So I would take the one from Friends that Joey wears in the one episode. That's pretty solid,
there
right?
You go.
Are you a Friends person or not?
I've seen the show. But I can't quote.
You probably didn't see a lot of stuff growing up in Europe, right? You probably missed a lot of TV shows growing up in Europe.
Yeah, our Charlotte Sports Live crew. I'm also one of the youngest on our crew, so there's a little bit of a age gap there. But every time they'll reference something in like pop culture, not exactly great at, just because I missed such a huge chunk of that growing up over here.
What was the music scene like in Europe when you were growing up? Like, who was big for you when you were a teenager?
Well, we got some stuff, but it had like over in Europe, they had to be at the top over here in America,
right,
to make it over there. So like so we had really so good we had stuff, Britney right? Spears. I was a big Jesse McCartney girl. Okay. NSYNC. We had all that. They had in Ireland, they had their version, like the Irish version of the Backstreet Boys. Like it was like the Irish boy band. They were called Westlife. They're actually really good. Like I still have a couple songs of theirs.
Did you go to any of those concerts or anything?
No, I didn't really go to, go to concerts over there. My first ever concert was Shania Twain. And I was like 5 or 6. This is before we moved to Europe. Hershey Park Stadium had to have been like around 2000.
All right. That's good stuff. What was your first concert, Flounder?
I believe that one was Jason Aldean.
You have to think about it?
I'm trying to remember if it was Jason. No, it should have been. It was Jason Aldean. Chris Young was the one who opened for him. This is how you know it's been a few years. Chris Young was the one that came out right before him, and before him was Kane Brown, which Kane Brown now headlines. Chris Young could headline. I think he's a severely underrated country artist. And, of course, Jason Aldean. And we won the tickets, believe it or not, Jeff, we won the tickets at a WFNZ trivia night when we were in broadcasting school. Yeah, we used to go, and our team was me, Fitty, and Mark from Gastonia. As you would predict, me and Fitty did most of the heavy lifting, and Mark said, yeah, we won. And then, yeah. But ton of fun.
That's good stuff. I just went full circle. My first concert ever was the Steve Miller Band.
And I love the Steve Miller Band.
Just recently went and saw the Eagles. Ooh. And because of an illness to the opening act, Steve Miller filled in. So I got to see Steve Miller and the Eagles again just about a couple months ago.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. So they're bringing some good bringing some good shows here to Charlotte. But I thought the one was canceled. Is Aerosmith still coming or was that canceled?
I don't know.
I love Aerosmith.
I didn't hear that it was canceled, but maybe.
Oh, yeah? Big Steven Tyler?
Yeah, something. I thought he canceled his specific tour or something. I thought I saw something. Maybe not. I could be totally wrong. So
we'll have to check on that during the break. All right, coming up in a moment, we will get to some football, talk about things that happened with the Panthers yesterday, more info from Thomas Davis on the development of Bryce Young, getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We know a little bit more about Grace, which is always good. And Flounder, we know a little bit more about you and Fitty and Mark hanging out from when you guys were just wee pups. I had no idea. All right. It's all straight ahead as we continue on Sports Radio 92.7. This is WFNZ.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning, Grace Grill. I'm Jeff Rickard, and for Mac and Bone this week. They'll be back on Tuesday. They're enjoying some downtime. Mac basically just drinking his vacation away with his mom, and his daughter was standing right there. She might get a taste of a pale ale, too. Who knows?
Well, he said in the video that's not going to happen. First of all, okay. Caitlin is 11, So I think a little bit more time until she gets there. I will say this, just to get my guys back here. It's not the entire time, Jeff. It's just the evening time, okay? During the day, productive stuff gets done. Well, that might be giving him too much credit, too.
What has Mac done during his vacation that's been productive? Honestly.
I don't know. He's hanging out with his family.
I love Mac.
I don't know.
No, he's hanging. That's always good. Grace, you got to hang out with your family a couple of weeks ago, but had to miss time with them over the holiday, correct?
Yeah, I got to go up for Thanksgiving, which is...
Come on, Jeff.
No, I'm just... She got to spend time with her family. Here's the thing, as you get older, it doesn't really matter whether you spend time with your family on Christmas or the week before or the week after, just as long as you spend time with them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that was... I'm a big family person. My family is super close. But, yeah, I was down here for Christmas. The whole debacle was... My mom was, her presents need to get there. You need to have something to open on Christmas. And here I thought I got the box, but there were two boxes and I got the little box. And she's like, well, where's the other box? And the big box of Christmas stuff was just delivered back to my parents' house. So she's all in a...
Oh, no.
Got returned? What was the problem with it?
Yeah. So but she sent both the boxes out at the same time and one got to me and the other one didn't. So we're just kind of... Like, what happened?
I wonder what happened.
Yeah, so that was the big Christmas debacle. But it was good. I FaceTimed them in the morning and then went into work. But, yeah.
All right.
Because I'm from where Max from PA.
There you go. We got some stuff coming in for both of you here. 704-796 on the WFNZ text line, brought to you by the Carolina Men's Clinic, says, every time Jeff uses a first name, I have to stop and think who he's talking about. Anthony who? Josh what? What is Travis?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Travis is Bone. Anthony is Flounder. Josh is Fitty.
I got to be honest. I barely know my own name at this point whenever I'm in here because, it's Flound, Flounder, Floundy. There's so many different variants.
I just can't call you that.
No. Does your mom scream Flounder when she's mad at you?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
What's the middle name? You have a really Italian name.
Oh, yeah.
What's the middle name?
Rosario.
Oh, there it is.
Super Italian.
Did she ever drop Anthony Rosario? You get in here right now?
Yes. That has been dropped before by my mother, yes.
All right. Grace?
Yes.
What's your mom? Yeah, when you were a kid and got in trouble, which you probably never got in trouble.
I never got in trouble. Like, never.
Oh.
I'm
kidding.
Did
you ever get in trouble for anything?
My mom never yelled at me. It was always my dad. My dad was the one that took me to task on things because I am the spitting image of him.
And so what would he say? You're not giving it up, are you?
No, he was never a big middle name. It was just the tone. Like it was just, it was usually one word and a look and it was, he meant business. It was just okay.
That's my dad too. My dad was the look.
Yeah,
you knew.
And it wasn't even anger; it was just disappointment.
Which is worse than
it's
anger.
It's the
by
worst.
The way.
Yes.
Jason from Roanoke lets you know, Grace, that Aerosmith tour was canceled due to Steven Tyler vocal injury.
That's right. That's so sad. That's not good.
Is it canceled or is it postponed? I'm seeing a lot of postponed.
Thank you for that update.
Okay. Well, postponed, canceled. We'll find out. We'll get a definitive on that. Hornets, Ron. Says, that's crazy. He's headed to Hershey Park right now to ride the new Wildcats Revenge.
Is the park open?
Apparently.
Yeah, you might be disappointed. You might be sitting there for a while.
I don't know if the park is open right now.
Boy, this is...
But I am so happy that you are going to... You got to go to Chocolate World, ride the free ride. You get a piece of chocolate at the end of it.
What?
It's a Hershey staple. Yeah, sweetest place on earth.
Oh, my God.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. Go see a Bears game.
You used to have a Hershey rep that would always bring us... candy all the time.
Yeah.
We'd put him on the radio. Yeah, you can come in.
It's a great spot. But apparently they have a main street there now outside the park. I have not been back to the park in a couple years, so I've only seen pictures of it. But they try to make it more a little bit like Disney, I guess. So there's like shops and stores and coffee spots.
I've been a lot of this, Grace. People want to know if you're single.
I gotta be honest.
You don't have to say anything.
I can't believe you read that one, Jeff. Wow.
This is why I don't have access to the text.
Wow.
You don't have you are under no obligation to answer for anybody. I've just seen it enough over the last couple of days. I just thought I'd throw it.
Right, I'm a busy person.
Let's just
She's
move on.
A busy person. You could go on, but there are no secrets on this radio station. You know this, Flounder.
Okay, so here's the thing. You guys want to find out if Grace is single. I will tell you I am single. How about that? There you go.
There you go.
So there you go. That's what you get, folks.
Let's talk a little bit of sports and what's going on. I mean, it is the last day of the year, and we're coming perilously close to no more NFL football in Charlotte, Grace. That's unfortunate, but that's the way it's going to be this year. Bryce Young coming off clearly his best half, if not best game, of his rookie season. And it comes on the heels of the game before that, leading a 90-play drive for a game-winning field goal. So I think if you're a Bryce fan, and most people around here are, and they're certainly rooting for him and the Panthers, you got to be pretty happy with what you've seen in the last 10, 15 days from him, haven't you?
Absolutely. I think this was something that needed to be shown, because I think the fan base needed to see that kind of development, because it's been preached all season and you aren't seeing that. And then it became, then, you know, when things aren't going well, it's always the negative narrative that flies out there, like, oh, well, he doesn't have any receivers in his O-line. And it was all protecting Bryce, where I think you did see his receivers make play, and you did see the O-line kind of step up a little bit. And I think this is the first game where it was like, he was on target. You heard Chris Tabor talk about it afterwards. He had complete control of that offense. And I think that was the first time where we really, that last drive in Atlanta, and then the second half of, and even the first half, I thought he looked the most in control, just things weren't clicking. And then I think in the second half, it kind of started, they got in a rhythm and it started clicking with everybody. And it was good to see. I think they need to be consistent with it now. Like, you don't, that can't just be a one-off. Like, let's see them finish out the season strong like that.
The other thing I found interesting yesterday is Brian Burns said that it looks like Bryce is having fun the last couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, you know, Tommy Tremble had comments about that too, of just the trust that he felt was there with him and Bryce and all the receivers, the way he was spreading around the ball. Like, he said that they were having fun, and I don't think you've seen this team have fun, and it should be fun. Like, you get to play football, which is, I think, what most young boys dream about, right?
Playing pro sports. True. Is never a bad thing. You're supposed to go.
It should be fun.
I used to ask that question to even veterans sometimes. I'd be like, man, is this still fun for you? And sometimes the answer would surprise me. It'd be like, you know, I enjoy what I'm doing, but it gets to be a job sometimes for some people. And I think that's sad when it gets to that point.
I think that's when you know it might be time to.
Well, unless you're like Nikola Jokic, like, he is just one of the oddest dudes maybe on planet Earth. Like, the dude literally
looks like he hates to be there.
He said it. He said it last year during the, was it during the finals?
No, I think
run,
it was,
or was
it
after?
Was the post game presser of the finals where he was like,
just like, see, I'm ready to go see my horses. Night?
Did you see what he did last night?
I did not see this.
You cannot perform to the level that he performs at if you don't like what you're doing. I think when he's in the moment, it's fine. I think he's one of those guys that doesn't have any use for all the outside stuff that goes with it. I think when he's on the court and with his guys, everything is fine. I don't think he wants anything to do with the media. I don't think he wants to do interviews. I don't think he wants to do appearances. He understands that goes with the territory. But I think when he's in the moment, last night he became only the second player in NBA history to have a triple-double where he was at least 25 points and perfect from both the field and the free throw line, Grace.
So I would call this suffering for the cause, right? Because I feel like if he, it's one of those things where you're good at something, even though you might not enjoy it. And I can totally relate to that. So I ran track. I didn't want to run track. I was not a runner. I played basketball, and running for basketball is a lot different than running for track, because you're in a game. And
you're not really thinking about running. You're just
exactly
doing what you're doing.
And I am the furthest thing from somebody who enjoys to run. And I was recruited to play, to run track for my school. And, they were like, they recruited all the basketball players, and because our boys team was really good, but to qualify for a certain event, your girls team had to qualify too. So they tried to recruit all other athletes, and they were like, well, you guys can just run sprints, it's fine. So I'm thinking, all right, 50, 100, we can do that. Everybody else gets those. I get the 400,
ooh,
which to me is distance, right? I'm like, Oh my gosh. So
that's the worst event in all of track.
It's the worst. And
because
so,
you literally have to sprint for almost, depending on how good you are, anywhere between 45 seconds and a minute, right?
Yeah. So my first meet, I win by a mile. Like it's, that's a bad reference because it's only 400, but you get it. Anyway, so I win and I'm like, okay. So the second week I win again, third week I win. So I am like dominating at this point and I fight my coach on
Keep
everything.
Bragging.
I hated this. Like, and I'd get nervous because like in basketball, like you can control the clock. Right. If you get down, I can control a game. There's rhythm to it where this is like, you get one shot, the gun going off freaked me out. It was just like, you get one shot, go.
That's why you ran so fast.
Exactly. That's probably it. And then it became a thing where I didn't want to lose. I'm like, well, I'm good at this. And now it's like pride is on the line. And I think I went undefeated the whole season until like that final meet that we had to qualify for. And I lost to a state championship runner by like a second. I was like, okay, I'll take that L.
All right. We found our one flaw.
There you go.
There we go.
Finally.
But I can understand of hating something and then you do it for the cause because it's like, well, I'm good at this and it's your pride sets in. I think that's Jokic.
Yeah. He's obviously very good at it. Unlike, look, and if you're wondering why I'm not talking about the Hornets right now, it's... They've lost 9 in a row. It's the second longest losing streak, I think, in franchise history.
Well, shout out to the Pistons for carrying the worst.
I was going to say, well, yeah, because the Pistons lost their 28th in a row last night.
And congratulations, they had a 21-point
lead at Boston. And I was thinking, Flounder, we may have to start a show here on WFNZ just called It Could Be Worse. And no matter how bad things are going for the Hornets and the Panthers, we find things that could be worse.
Okay.
That's a good segment.
What do you think?
I mean, if it keeps going in this direction, it could. I mean, here's the thing. In the NFL, I mean, I guess the last couple of weeks, it's gotten better, but it literally can't be worse. The Panthers are the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, but they haven't lost every single game like other teams have.
But we said that last year, and here we are.
Yeah. I mean, it could be the Detroit Lions from a few years ago. It could be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from the 70s. It could be worse, Flounder.
Okay. You going to host that show, Jeff?
I think maybe Grace is right. Maybe it's a segment every once in a while. It could be worse. Like, and you know, Steve Clifford keeps talking about the fact that they're shorthanded, and yes, they are. They don't have ball, and I know that Mark was out last night. I mean, everybody's missing time. Hayward's out again. Williams, as I mentioned, Mark Williams is out. So they're missing key players, and it's tough to go on the road. And this a brutal West Coast swing where they end up playing the Lakers. And by the way, do you know the Lakers going into last night, Grace, were 2-6 heading into that game since they won the in-season tournament?
So what does that say about what the in-season tournament means?
I think it says that at 39 and the oldest player, I think he did 17-11 last night against the Hornets. LeBron still can play, and I think he only dials it up when it's time to dial it up, is I think what it means.
Is it crazy to argue that that's kind of been his career?
Oh, man.
A lot of no, she's not wrong. I mean, he's the guy that didn't invent it. Certainly the Spurs probably made a lot of headlines. Remember when Greg Popovich used to sit his big three down for big games toward the end of the season going into the playoffs for load management? And, you know, LeBron just took it to an art form.
I hate that. I hate that for the sport. I hate that for the game. I think Kobe Bryant had the best quote about that. I think his wife told the story after he had passed away where he was just like, well, he wouldn't be 100%. And he said, well, why do you play? Like, why don't you just sit and feed into that load management stuff? And he goes, because some kid might be seeing me play for the first time. And I love that quote because that's the kind of perspective that you hope a lot of people have. You're playing the game.
That's what Jordan used to say.
Yep.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. They're playing the game. What? Just because.
Yeah. You're playing the game. Yeah. It's entertainment, but like he understood of, the perspective he could be able to keep that perspective of still being that little kid going to watch their favorite player play. Imagine if you're like a parent that had saved up, because it's expensive to take your family to any sporting event these days, but you saved up and you take them to an event and then their favorite player is not even playing.
Oh, like, I've seen little kids in tears.
That drives me nuts.
I've seen the Cavaliers, when he was playing with the Cleveland Cavaliers, I saw him come to a town where people had purchased tickets at the very beginning of the season, and it was the only time that a father and their kids could go. And I've seen, they always announce it like 90 minutes before that afternoon that they're not going to be playing tonight for load management. And I've seen a 10-year-old cry over it because they've been looking forward to it for weeks. He doesn't care.
Do you remember, it was I think it was a Kentucky game, and it was that father that had come from, he works in the coal mines or whatever. Did you see that?
No,
I think it was a Kentucky basketball game, and it was a father, and everybody was looking at him weird because he was working in the coal mines all day, and he was dirty in his work boots and his jeans, but he had promised to take his son to the game, and John Calipari had caught word of like what went on and like invited both of them back into the suite, and I was just like, that is why we love sports, because it just
outstanding.
It is. It was awesome. I said, that's what makes me believe that they're still good people.
There's also this theory, and I tend to buy into it a little bit. I don't know for a fact that Michael Jordan just doesn't like today's NBA, and he's not fond of the players and load management and all that stuff, and that it's just such a completely different game, and it's removed from the one that he played, that I don't think he has the patience for it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I don't particularly love the NBA as much as I used to anymore, and I do like basketball and watch sports. Like, I am one of those people who is invested in it, and it just doesn't hit the same for me as it did even in high school. And it wasn't even like, I used to, on NBA TV, they used to have the Hardwood Classics that ran, because my dad, I mean, I grew up hearing stories of my dad watching Michael Jordan and how Magic Johnson was just like the most elite point guard ever, and Larry Bird and all these guys, but I never got to watch them play. So every now and then they'd have like the Hardwood Classic games on, and I got to see a glimpse of that. And then one of my favorite documentaries is the 1992 Dream Team documentary, where you kind of got to see their personalities a little bit and just see how they played and their relationships with each other. And I'm just like, I just don't feel like the game is like that anymore.
There are times that it is like, high level basketball in the postseason when everybody shows up and they play defense and you can tell that they really want to win. But I also say this, when I go to a Hornets game, it might not be a particularly attractive matchup like on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. But I'll be honest with you, once I'm there and the game starts, I enjoy watching the game still. And I enjoy watching the skill that the guys have.
Yeah, I do too. I do. I enjoy going out to the Hornets games.
Yeah.
I was out to the home opener. What's that?
I think it's all the stuff around it. But once I get there and the game starts, I don't mind it.
I think for me personally, and I'm sure others probably don't care or feel the same, but for me, it's the guys, the individual guys on the court. It seems very much about them. And I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way. It's like, why do I want to go watch these guys compete? Like back in the day, you used to... Like to make the reference, like people wanted to go watch Kobe. Now I know Kobe had his issues off the court too, but I think he turned it around later in life. But people wanted to go support guys that they believed in, not just for the basketball team. Because you have to think, when you're a sports fan and you're a sports fan of the team, people identify with that team. Like the team and the people playing on the team take on the persona of the city you're in. Right. Like I grew up a Yankees fan. I wanted to go see, my favorite player is Mariano Rivera. Outside of Jeter, it's Mariano Rivera. Like you wanted to go see him play because you liked him and you felt he was a good representation of your team, of your city. And that's what makes sports town so great. And I feel like we're slowly getting away from that. And I think free agency does have a impact of that for sure, because guys don't stay in the same cities anymore. So people don't even have time to, identify with them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to that. We'll talk more about that. Also get back to Bryce getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Whether or not they have Trevor Lawrence, the former Clemson star, remains to be seen. We've got that. We'll get some more text line going on here. And we'll find out what really happened from the source, from Jair Alexander, who's been suspended because he anointed himself a captain for a coin toss in Charlotte last week. We'll do it all as we continue on Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome into a special edition of Charlotte Sports Today. Mac and Bone will be back on Tuesday. They are out on vacation. Somebody wanted to know on the WFNZ text line presented by the Carolina Men's Clinic if Mac was going to be calling in. No, he's not going to be calling in. He's on vacation, Grace. We're leaving him alone. We're letting him sleep off the IPL from the night before.
That sounds like somebody who really misses the sound of his voice. That is so endearing.
I love Mac. What's better than Mac and Bone in the morning? Come on.
I do. I can't get up that early to listen to their whole show, but I usually catch the end of it, and they're fantastic.
And the thing about Mac is he comes out on fire. I listen every morning, 6 o'clock. He is, boom, out of the gate. There's no, like, slowly waking up.
I don't
up.
Know
like,
how he does
go.
It.
He is ready to go.
We don't know either.
How he does it.
We're here. We have no idea.
Like, this morning was a little, because it was so cold this morning, and I got up, and it was early and it was cold. And I was like, oh, Grace, we are not operating at a high level this morning, but we're going to try.
So we partner up with the Wells Fargo Golf Tournament every year. And one of the things we do is we broadcast live that week from the golf course. Mac was essentially, I think the morning show has been banned from being anywhere near the practice green moving forward.
I feel like their show takes a little different tone than the PGA.
Well, I think, you know, the problem was when you get out to the second tee, you can still hear Mac doing the show.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
There's no filter or toning it down.
They're great.
Mac is Mac.
Training camp, it's great. They bring the energy at training camp early in the morning.
But even there, you notice they put him up on Homer Hill, way up above everything and out of range.
Disrespectful.
And at one point, they put him back into like a gymnasium off the side.
Oh my gosh! The people love them.
They are men.
They
of
are
the,
what
there
the
is,
people want.
They are men of the people. There's no question about that. And I love them. And I wouldn't want any other morning show. But they are on vacation this week, and I know that Mabel's making a big comeback. She's eating all kinds of fried fast food now, back to normal, I guess. So there you go. What does he feed her on a regular basis? Is it just like Taco Bell or fried chicken every night? How's that work?
She actually prefers Moe's, I hear.
I thought she was a Chick-fil-A girl, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, she's a little bit of fine dining sprinkled in. Apparently very high on the Chili's chicken tenders, but
I don't think I know. What type of dog is she?
She's just a rescue mutt.
I don't remember.
He rescued her a little bit later on in her life, and they just bonded immediately, and they are inseparable now.
Aw.
Pretty cool. It's a cool story. But she's got her own Twitter feed. You can follow her.
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to check that out.
By the way, the guy who I referenced earlier, Mark from Yasuni, I hate to break it to you, Grace, it is not actually Mabel that is sending the tweets. Mark believes that the dog is actually sending the tweets. So,
why wouldn't the dog be the one that sends the tweets? Her Twitter account. Come on.
Okay. Hate to break that third wall for you there, Jeff.
You going to give up Christmas magic now, too?
No. What are you talking about?
All right. Just checking. Grace, you are beloved already on the WFNZ Carolina Men's Clinic text line. People are digging Grace. Sedona Jim says, you need your own show. You're incredible.
Oh, geez.
Panther Bo says, great points from Grace on the NBA. That's why I enjoy my college basketball more. They play hard for each other every second.
That's why I like college. That's why I'm so mad that they're trying to ruin college athletics, because you're just playing for something bigger than yourself. And I'm not knocking the pro sports, because I think it's awesome. You earned your right to, you're that great. You go make your money. You do it at a high level. There's a lot of stuff that comes with it that most people don't have to deal with, but there's something about, it's why you like Little League. I love Little League, because why else? Like, these kids aren't, like, if these kids are making a ton of money, I don't care. I care because it's little kids playing the game that we all love.
Fluke Juki says, yes, so true. Everything you're saying. Jack says, Grace is hitting the nail on the head. Players are all about themselves in the NBA. Makes it hard to be a fan of a team when the players aren't invested in the team.
Yep.
Jamie says, hello, Grace, big fan. Truly feel if I were more successful and better culture, that'd be a match made in heaven. That's all.
Do you go to Rome and go to the McDonald's? Is that what he's saying?
Oh, wow. There we go.
I told so many people about that yesterday.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be just the slightest bit curious?
No, I'm not even curious here.
Okay. I just needed to know. That's all.
I do love that you told that story, though. That is incredible.
I also had two young boys at the time, and you've never had young kids. You do not, when you're out walking all day long, you do not let them get hungry at all, and you need to get food in their belly immediately.
See, that's me. I probably, if you look in my bag, I have snacks. If I forget snacks, like if I'm at Panthers, like if it's my day to go out to practice and I'm out there live 4, 5, and 6, if I don't have snacks, I am just... Like, that's rule number one. Always have snacks.
Multiply that by two, and it can ruin the entire day if the meltdown takes place when they're young. So believe me.
I'm not at that level of
adulting. It was as much to get them French fries as anything else, and then it's like, I'll try that, too.
By the way, Grace has snacks? Oh, see, that was my biggest concern about when I go out to practice, is now I know if I go out to practice, who I got to go up to and be like, what you got in the purse today?
Yeah.
Goldfish. Yes!
I like this one. Flounder, we need to get the sound effect of, you know, when the heavens open up and the angels sing that kind of, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Bebop from Rock Thrill says she has the voice of an angel. And better insight than half the dudes working for you, Jeff.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even... I can't believe that Bebop is actually saying something nice for once on the pass line. It's stunning.
I think whenever we say Grace's name, we should have that little... She's just the voice of an angel now. Complainer in chief.
My dad, if my dad is tuning in listening, he is just losing his mind. Like, you don't know her like I do.
Oh, he's proud of you. Come on. Complainer in chief says, nobody wants to watch a basketball game when if you look at a certain player wrong, the ref calls a foul. The NBA has become soft, and it shows. They need to go back to the mid-90s and late 90s rules when it comes to foul calling. This tic-tac foul calling is ridiculous, and I completely am in on that. Like, I grew up on the Pistons, Bulls, Lakers of the 80s, Celtics, like... Did you ever see some of the fouls? You were not allowed in the playoffs to go in for an easy layup, Grace. You were going down.
You had to earn it.
A breakaway, like it would just be a hard bump into you. Now it's you get two free throws and a ball back, and we're going to call a technical on a guy, and we're going to throw him out in a minute. Like, it is soft. It's not as much fun to watch.
Some of the I referenced the if anybody out there has seen that the 92 Dream Team documentary, it is a great.
Captain Dave wants to know where you can watch that. Do you know?
Great. I don't know.
Is that ESPN? I think.
I can't remember who the production was by. It might be ESPN, but it's great. Charles Barkley is the star of the show, and he's everyone knows him. He's hilarious. But one of my favorite quotes in that is that they're taking the team photo, and it's Larry Bird, and it's Magic, and Jordan's there, and they're trying to like put them all in place to get a good photo, and they're moving Magic closer to Jordan, and Magic makes this comment of like, oh, can't get too close to Jordan now or it's a foul. Like the chirping that was there was just awesome because it just showed how much camaraderie there was.
That's outstanding stuff. And you know, I love the fact that they were so popular they had to stay on a cruise ship away from, they couldn't just stay in a regular hotel, they were on a cruise ship. Did they talk about that at all?
I don't know if I knew or remember that from the doc. I thought they were in a hotel.
No, they were in a cruise ship over in Barcelona.
I must have missed that in the documentary. Yeah.
That's crazy. But did they also go into the alleged greatest pickup game of all time
when they lost to the college kids?
No. Chuck Daly split the team into two for a scrimmage, the last scrimmage before they left to go to Europe. And they closed the doors and I think, trying to remember.
Wasn't that the one where they lost to the college kids?
No,
there was another one where they like split them up down the middle, and it's like one of the most competitive games.
And Krzyzewski had to referee the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy you want reffing. Was he yelling at himself, by the way?
There was Magic's team, and there was Michael's team, and it was on, and they were playing for pride.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to see.
Would that not be the greatest video to see of all time?
Yeah, so there's that's got to be somewhere.
All right, quick timeout. We'll come back. More praise for Grace. I mean, you own the text line now, Grace. I've never seen... Flounder, have you ever seen more positive comments for any of our hosts ever?
She's given Jess Charman. Jess Charman gets a lot of people like Jess.
She's tough to beat. So, she's got the British accent and everything.
You guys, I will say this. You guys do not let people off. Both of you guys like to let your opinions fly, which is why I think the listeners respect you guys so much. So, that would probably be the only person I would say gives her a run.
I love it.
And there you go. That's why I'm single.
Now you know. All right. Coming up in a moment, more with the wonderful Grace Grill, classing up the joint, as I've been saying all week long. We'll continue next, and we will talk more about the Panthers and Jags on Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ.